Hey everyone, welcome back to Citywide Blackout, your home for music, movies, and more. I'm your host, Max Bowen. Many musicians have a to-do list for their music video, and in the case of Arielle Belvalere, it's playing guitar on the back of a motorcycle. In the video for her single, Elastic, Arielle got to live this goal and a lot more. She also shares her musical journey from Windsor, Connecticut to Los Angeles, and her time exploring the city's music scene. She's also well known for her stage performances and talks about how she learned her acrobatic skills.
And joining me now is Arielle Belvalere. Arielle, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Max.
So this time of year is very significant because it is marking basically the 1 year point when the world more or less stopped working. And for musicians, of course, it's especially significant because it's been a year without gigging, without doing any kind of show, really, except for like stuff on Zoom. And in fact, you, I believe, found out about this as you were getting ready for a show.
Yeah, literally during a sound check. So the 13th was my last day of like technical work. I call it work, but you know, it's just performing. We had flown to Florida. And, you know, I knew about Corona. All of my friends' gigs were getting canceled. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just a fluke. Mine haven't canceled yet. I've got shows lined up the whole rest of the year still that haven't canceled. And then we met the whole sound crew. And they're like, great, so happy to have you guys here. The audience is so excited to have some music. So we went back to our hotel, and the next day we started getting ready backstage. We did our sound check, and then I was doing my makeup. I had half of my eyeliner on, and the manager says, hey guys, so unfortunately I have to cancel the show. You'll all still get compensated because you did your job. You came here on time. You were ready. Sound check sounded great. The sound people really enjoyed the sound check. And then we were just like, oh, okay, this is real. And it was kind of a shock at the moment. It's just like, oh, okay, well, I guess we get to hang out in our hotel room when we have a show next week. And then literally that night, within hours, every single one of our shows started canceling. So I went from having the entire year booked to nothing. And I still had my job teaching daycare music classes. So I flew back to LA, was about to teach, and they're like, hey, the daycare is shutting down now too, but we're going to try to record some music classes for the children and just send it to their parents. And I was like, okay, well, at least that's something. And they're like, hey, the whole school shut down. We're not even allowed to do the video. So I'm just like, oh. So it was like a really long, you know, I think you could hear crickets in my head. I had no words. And it just seemed like nothing else was coming up. And I'm a performer, first and foremost. Tech was never my strong point. Like, you can put me on stage, I will perform, but ask me to like record a video, I'm like, does it have strings on it? Can I bend a note? So that was definitely a challenge. And I think this entire year I had two shows. One was actually in person. That was at a casino. I had a bedazzled mask on stage. So I have to say, running around like crazy in a mask with, like, we had a plexiglass in front of the stage. So it's like we're in a little hamster cage over here just running around. So it was very different. And then my other show was a live stream festival. So like we had the whole sound crew, we had cameras on stage, and you know, I would just be like playing a guitar solo in a split, and then I look up and there's only a camera, there's no people. So it's been a strange, strange year. I'm getting used to it, but there is just nothing that can replace live performing.
Definitely not. And I've heard from a lot of other friends of mine who, like you, had so much lined up. They had tours lined up, they were booked out for weeks, if not months, and then all of a sudden, just like you said, boom, 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 all gone. How have you managed to just keep positive, just keep kind of going forward when not only performing, but even your job as a teacher just came to this grinding halt within, it sounds like a 2 day period.
Literally in 2 days. It was actually very hard. On social media, you know, you post the smiling pictures as everybody does, but at home, you're just like curled up in a ball next to the guitar. And it's like, I don't even know if I want to play today. So I think like I would still play guitar. I would force myself to learn new things. But my first month of quarantine, I was more into cooking because I just needed something different to focus on. Luckily for me, though, actually right before the pandemic, I had started going to online music school at Musicians Institute just because I wanted to get better at guitar and practice new things in the hotel rooms on tour. So when the pandemic hit, at least I had school. So I was able to, you know, still keep up with music, but it felt for like months like the spark was gone almost. Luckily, every time I played, I was like, okay, I still love this, but like, how can I make a living with this? But, you know, I would just keep going because I don't know anything else. Like, I can't not make music and I can't not post about it. So I just kept keeping on, really. And, you know, I still had support from audience members, fans, and all the bands I was playing in. But I think it probably took a good 6 months to get used to not playing.
Wow, that long, huh?
Yeah, like with me, I was meant for stage. Like, put me if you bring me to a concert, I don't really know what to do in a crowd. But like on stage, I'm like, this is my home. I got this. I'm good. So not having that, like literally going from 4 shows a week sometimes every week for a year or two to nothing, I was just like, what am I doing with my life? But you know, luckily I still had a lot to learn. So I feel like this was the year of practicing new things, learning new scales, learning theory. So I feel like I'm a better guitarist, but I am so ready to be back on stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, in LA where you are, is that the case? Have shows begun to return? Have things begun to like reopen?
Not really. I haven't seen any live shows or heard of any, really. The only shows I've been seeing are the live stream shows, which those have been, honestly, those have been a saving grace. It's definitely very different, but it's the closest thing, and I'm so grateful to have it. LA is still, I guess it's starting to open up, but I'm not hearing as much with live music. We had our first photo shoot as a band a couple weeks ago, so that was like the first little bit of normality, really.
How long has performing been like a full-time thing for you?
I would say maybe about 4 years. I mean, I've always wanted to be a full-time performer. And actually, when I was 16 years old, I joined a bar band. So I was performing in bars every weekend before I was even legally allowed to get in. So I've always been a little showman. I had my first world tour, I believe, in 2018, where I was going all over Europe and Asia. I had a long, like a month-long run in Israel with one band. So I've, like, since 2018, I've literally been on the road, like, almost 24/7.
Wow.
I'll have, like, a week off here and there. But my friends would be like, hey, you want to come over this weekend? I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm in Texas. They're like, I thought you were just in, like, Israel. I was like, no, that was last week.
Wow.
It was definitely a crazy life. And then now I'm like, wait, where was my mask?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right?
Like, you go from that to the highlight of your week being, it's time to go food shopping. Woo!
Yeah. It's like a huge accomplishment if I put on a real outfit.
Exactly. I imagine you have some pretty crazy tour stories, though.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Any one in particular kind of like stands out in your mind?
Ooh. Actually, there was one pretty crazy story. So we were trying to get through customs one time. I forget where, but for whatever reason, like little me, I'm like 5 foot tall, little tiny girl. We'll have like a huge band and I'm always the one that gets flagged in security because they always think I'm the suspicious one. And I'm just like, I swear it's just a guitar. So I got searched one time and I missed the flight. So I finally got my guitar back. I missed the flight because security was just like holding me so long. The band's like freaking out. I think I got to the show like maybe 20-30 minutes beforehand. I still had like my jeans and a t-shirt on and I just ran straight on stage. That was pretty nuts. I honestly don't know how I made it.
What about you look suspicious? I mean, what do they think you had in there?
Whoop, I think I lost audio from you. I think it's the pedals. I always get flagged every time because I see like these giant solid boxes and I always get like the pat down. I'm just like, geez, at least take me to dinner first.
Right, exactly, right?
Right?
Oh my God.
But that's happened so many times. That was the first time I ever like missed a flight and thought I was going to miss the show.
Oh. Now you have been, it sounds like, a lot of places, but where have you not been that's on like your must play at list?
I really want to play in New Zealand. That's like, I think, number one right now. I haven't been there yet, and it looks incredible.
Nice, nice. Any kind of venues? Any like any places that maybe like other tour bands have told you about that you want to like stop off at?
I don't know, but I'm dying to play like a full-on stadium.
Nice.
Like I got the wireless guitar. I got the gymnastics moves down. Just like give me a big stage, and I'll fill the whole stage, especially now. I've been dying to.
Okay. I want to ask about that, too, because I read up on you, and I know that along with music, you're also a part of Femology, which is a full female cast of musicians, dancers, aerialists. How'd you get involved with them?
That was actually really cool. They actually reached out to me. I found like a message like randomly in my spam folder on Instagram, actually. It was like the one time I actually checked it too. I looked into it. I was like, oh, this is a really cool opportunity. And there was just so much talent in that band. We don't really perform anymore. Well, I don't think anybody does now. But some of the members of that band actually joined my band as a solo artist too. So it's been a really great experience, and I met some of my best friends through that band, and just, like, I was blown away by the talent of these women, too. Like, they played better, I mean, just as good, if not better, than the guys. It was so amazing to see. And we all got along, too, and there was 12 of us.
Not bad. And
right?
What did you do for them?
I was the guitarist. Well, guitarist and acrobat. So there was a couple songs where we'd have, like, you know, the aerial gear from the hanging from the ceiling. So I'd put the guitar down and just hang upside down for a few numbers. That was fun.
Geez. Yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, I'm crazy. The good kind, though.
That's okay. How crazy are you?
I'll do backflips on stage with a guitar crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Have you ever, like, messed up a guitar doing that, though?
Surprisingly, no. The only time I ever really hurt myself, too, is, like, doing household chores. Stunts are fine. Right? But, go figure.
But vacuuming? No. Kills you every time.
Oh, my, yeah. Taking out the garbage? Forget it. Trip every time.
You're done. Now, you mentioned earlier that you're in L.A., but originally you're from Connecticut. How'd you wind up crossing the coasts?
I actually moved to New York City first, and I was doing the whole performing there. And I got signed to a band when I was 18 years old. It was like a female version of Kiss, kind of. So we had like the crazy makeup, and they flew us to the NAMM show. And that was my first time in California. I met some really amazing people there. My first friend in L.A. was actually Morris Hayes, who was Prince's keyboard player. And he, to this day, is one of my best friends. So I would talk to him a lot. And I went out and visited, and I was just like, oh, there are so many opportunities here. I have friends here now. I just need to move here. So I was planning on eventually starting to figure out how to move to L.A., and then I got an offer to join a girl band in Vegas. So I was like, all right, that's close. I'll save up. So I started playing with them, and they wanted a guitar player who was like more into a band and didn't want to be a solo artist eventually, because, you know, when you have a solo artist, you know you're going to have to replace them eventually. So after about a month, they're like, yeah, I think we want a more permanent member. I was like, oh, well, I'm on the West Coast. So I just rented a car, drove to L.A. and just never left.
Really? Very cool.
So I didn't have a plan. It was just kind of, I was like, all right, it's happening.
You know, sometimes you plan out and it works. Other times you don't, and it works anyway.
Exactly.
The NAMM show, I've had so many friends who have gone to that. And especially when it's their first time, they're like, I never want to leave. This place is amazing. Everyone here is awesome. I want to stay forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, NAMM. NAMM was really cool. There's just like so much going on. You know, there's the intense rockers you see in the magazines. So it's like, oh my God, this is like rock and roll royalty here. It was pretty cool. And, you know, of course, I had to pick up, like, every guitar ever, and there's a lot of them, so I was pretty busy.
How many guitars do you own?
I think currently I have 7. I have more in Connecticut, but 7 in LA right now.
That's it? Jeez.
I know, right? Small apartments, you know.
Yes, yes, I definitely know that. Why buy so many? Why don't just have like 1 or 2?
Why not have more than 2? No, I'm kidding. Guitars are one of those things where, like, you know, each one has a different feel. I've got one with double humbuckers. I've got some with single coil pickups. Each has a different sound. I have one that I like to play more so on funk songs, more so on country. My double humbucker ones work well on strats. So it's really great for session work when an artist has a particular sound they want. It's like, oh, you want a brighter sound? Okay, I'll use this guitar. Oh, you want a country sound? All right, I'm grabbing the Tele. And they all have to be different colors too, of course.
Naturally, come on. I mean,
it'd be
like boring if they're all like the same color.
Exactly. I have so many guitars, but I just happen to have my favorite one right here.
Ah, very cool. Very cool.
Yep, she's ready to go. Yeah, that's my favorite one. Out of all of them, I use that one the most.
Nice. Which one's that?
That one is my Big Apple Strat. So it has double humbuckers. I have a Jeff Beck pickup in the neck, so it gets like that nice, beautiful, warm tone. And then, you know, you switch it to the bridge pickup and you can shred metal if you want.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Bust out some Aussie.
That's a good plan. I dig that one. I dig that. All right. So we talked a bit about the last year, of course, not doing a whole lot, but you have produced a new music video for a song, Elastic, which I totally love the song. The video is so very cool.
Thank you.
One thing I want to ask about, though, part of the video, you are playing your guitar on a motorcycle. That's one of the more that's one of the more insane videos I've seen in my time.
Yeah.
Was that your idea?
Surprisingly, no, but the aerial guitar where I play upside down, that's always been my thing. So I was like, all right, you know, we have to bring these wild stunts into the video because that's what I do and I love it. So the director actually was like, well, you guys have a motorcycle. You like the desert anyway. What about standing on the back of a motorcycle playing guitar? I was like, oh, that sounds really terrifying and dangerous. Let's do it. So we drove out to the desert, and we actually shot that at the first light. So we get there at like 3 a.m, and we're just waiting for the sun to rise. And we do a couple of test shots, and like my eyes are watering, and I'm shaking with the guitar. And it's one of those things where we're like, all right, well, when you're ready, just like give us the signal and we'll start the song. So we start driving, and I was like, okay, I start standing up. And then as soon as the song came on, I was like, oh, we're good. And then next thing you know, I'm like letting go. My hands are in the air. I'm playing guitar. And I'm just like, okay, this quickly became my favorite thing ever. Now I have to figure out how to top this in the next video.
How would you top that?
Let's see. I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, ride a horse with a guitar. Let's see, maybe zip line with a guitar, skydive with a guitar. I don't know. We'll have to figure something out.
On top of a moving train.
Yes. Yes.
Even though that's insanely dangerous, I don't recommend someone do it.
Man, that sounds terrifying and dangerous. I'm in.
All right, that works.
Yeah.
Your manager's like, no, no, don't give her ideas.
I mean, my favorite song that got me into rock and roll was Crazy Train, so why not?
That would actually work out then. I like that
right?
plan.
Right? Perfect. Done.
You know, what's coming up, hard to say. Do you have anything coming up for folks to look forward to?
Absolutely. We're actually in the planning stages for my next single and video. Of course, you know, it's going to have to be completely guitar-centered. We're going to have some crazy stunts. My guinea pig, he needs his own trailer. He's a rock star and ready to be in the next video. But we actually have a whole album's worth of songs. And the next single, you know, it still has the crazy over-the-top guitar solos because every pop song needs a guitar solo. So you can look forward to just like pop rock songs with really great guitar features as well as stunts. And I'm just all about visuals for the video too. We just want like larger than life, just like Elastic pretty much.
Nice, nice. I actually read that you're really well known for your guitar solos.
Yes. that's kind of always been my thing. And solos are fun, but I like to make them even crazier. So like I'll do a solo and a split or something and while doing a gymnastics trick, and just like my favorite part of shows was just like getting into the audience's face and just like playing a solo on my knees and like making it an experience. So of course, like in my original music, we have to bring that element as well. And then, so pretty much when you hear my songs, you can just imagine over the top on stage. And that's what I want my videos to also portray too.
Hmm. The gymnastics, the flips and so forth. You like self-taught?
I was a competitive gymnast growing up before I even touched music, sang a note. I didn't really like the competitions. I thought they were boring and didn't really like waiting around. But I liked running around and doing backflips, and regular classes weren't challenging enough. So I was like, all right, bring it on. So when I finally did start doing music, I was always like doing a split on stage, and people would be like, oh, that's so cool. So, you know, I would like incorporate back bends and splits. And when I moved to Los Angeles, just by chance, I saw a like a circus workout class where they had aerial equipment. And I was like, oh, this looks fun. I tried it, and the hoop upside down came really easy to me just because it reminded me so much of gymnastics team. And I was able to do a lot of the tricks on it. And whenever I find something I'm good at and looks really cool, my next question is always, how can I add this to my shows? How can I add my guitar and just like make it a thing? And I just happened to have a guitar strap that went around my waist and like clipped in so you didn't have anything on your shoulders. It's actually meant to make your shoulders healthier by not having weight on it. So I did the opposite with it and clipped a guitar to me and did dangerous stunts. But it totally worked, and my guitar stayed in place. It didn't hit me in the head, and I was able to play guitar solos upside down. And when people saw that, they're just like, what just happened? And I'm like, all right, that's all the validation I need. This is getting added to the show. Like I said, I'm crazy.
That's
the good kind, though.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
How did you go, though, from gymnastics to music? How did music kind of come into your life?
I actually discovered music while in gymnastics, actually. I was on the balance beam at summer camp as a kid, and Avril Lavigne came on the radio, and the song Complicated came on, which, funny enough, isn't even my favorite song by her, but something about her voice and just her just, like, stopped me dead in my tracks. And I was like, oh, I want to do this. I want to sing. And it was around my dad's birthday, and my mom took me to a store to find a present for him, and we were looking for CDs, and I saw Avril Lavigne, and I was like, oh, that's that girl. So naturally, I was like, all right, here's the present for my dad, because I wanted to hear the album. Happy birthday, Dad. Got myself a CD. And I just became completely obsessed. I had to be Avril Lavigne. I didn't want to be a musician. I wanted to be Avril. So I started singing, and everyone was like, oh, you're good at this. So I started going to a local studio, and they had a program called Rock Band Jam, where they put like different young musicians together and formed a band. So I actually started performing in my first bar at 10 years old, and completely fell in love with being on stage and in a band. So at that point, it was pretty much just all over. And then the next year, we lost a guitar player. And I was like, oh, I've been learning basic chords because I saw Avril play. So I started playing guitar in the band. And next thing you know, I'm playing lead too. And the audience was just like, oh my God, a little girl played a solo. And then it just snowballed from there. I was addicted to music and could not stop.
Do you find you have to sort of prove yourself as a musician, like the notion that a young woman could lead a rock band?
Oh my God, I'm constantly having to prove myself. My favorite thing is like when somebody says, are you any good? That's the question I get all the time. They're like, what do you do? I'll be like, oh, I'm a guitarist. They're like, are you any good? I like to say, I don't know. I have fun with it. And then just let them look me up and decide, because I don't have to prove myself anymore, at least not to myself. Actually, when I first started, I was one of the first female guitarists on YouTube to blow up when I was like 15 years old. And they were not used to women in music. So almost every other comment was like, get back into the kitchen. Where's my sandwich? And I'm just like, I'm just trying to play a guitar solo.
I'm just a kid playing guitar. What the hell, everyone else?
I know. I was literally 15, too. It's gotten much better, though. So there's so many more women in music, and it's so nice seeing that. And honestly, a lot of the women I play with are just phenomenal. So we shouldn't have to prove ourselves, but a lot of the time we still do.
Yeah, it's still a thing. It's still a thing where, like, the notion of, I think especially in rock music, the notion of a female-fronted band is such a weird thing. Like, wow, a band and a woman leads it. It's like, yes, it's happening a bunch.
Yeah, I know, right? Crazy. Crazy. There's been so many, man, I've done so many tours with rock bands, too, and we'll be, like, sharing a tour bus with the guys, too. So eventually, like, everybody comes down, but at first they're always playing like the cool guys, and then they're just like, you know what, you guys are good, and we're just like, oh yeah, we know, we knew the whole time.
Any other female artists that you would die to play with?
I would love to play with Pink and Lady Gaga. I love them so much. Like, Lady Gaga is such a talented musician. I know she's, like, known for being a pop star, but I'm so blown away by her vocals and her piano and just her musicality. She's just a real hardcore musician all across the board. Pink, too. And Pink is into the aerial gymnastics while singing, too. So, you know, Pink, if you need an aerial guitarist, you know, I might be available that day. I think I'll be home.
I think that's true for most of us right now.
I know, right?
Pick a day, I'm probably home. Lady Gaga, though, is that people remember her earlier stuff when she was doing all, like, the weird stage shows.
She's amazing. I was watching an interview with her, and she was like, I will never use auto-tune. Like, if I sing a wrong note, I'll just own it. I'm just like, yes. Yes. That's amazing.
So it sounds like your life has been a lot of different things. You know, gymnastics, music. Do you feel like you're kind of set in terms of your career, or you keep your eyes open for, like, whatever may come next?
Actually, ever since I started doing music, I've always wanted to be just a solo artist. I say Avril Lavigne, but really what I mean is solo artist. When I started, it was Avril, but now it's Ariel. I just want to be a solo artist touring with my own music, you know, leading the rock band, playing my solos, and just being me on stage, like doing interviews as me, playing my own songs, and just performing. And a lot of this has happened to lead me up to this point, too. Like, my tours have all been with other people, and it's trained me as a guitarist. It's trained me for touring. The gymnastics training set me up to be a performer, but I am just set to be a performer with my own tours.
Now, you've done a lot of different things over the years in music. What are some of the other things in music that you have not done that are kind of on your must check off list?
I really just want to show the world exactly who I am. It kind of ties into the other answer, but I haven't had a world tour on my own yet with my own music. I really want to be a headliner. I feel like that's coming soon, especially after the Elastic video, because that was like my first big release as a solo artist, showing exactly what I can do. Like, I can do crazy stunts on stage, and now it's time for my own shows as a headliner as well. And I will be touring with my guinea pigs, too. Nobody has done that yet, I don't think. But now I'm just ready for my own, the Ariel show.
Gotcha. Wanting to show the world who you are, who are you, though?
I am just the little unstoppable fireball, as they tell me. Like, I'm this little girl from Connecticut who was always told, no, you cannot be a rock musician. You can't be a female guitar player. You can't be a performer. Get a real job. No, I am a performer. I am a rock and roll guitarist. I'm a little girl who doesn't believe in genders. I believe that you can do anything regardless. It's about talent. And I'm about just pursuing your dream. I'm just a go-getter. And I was meant to be on stage, and I'm a performer. And I'm going to show the world that you can do whatever you set your mind out to. That's who I am. I'm just a go-getter.
I like that. Well, Ariel, this has been a lot of fun talking to you. Definitely am really, really digging the music video, folks. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And where do folks go if they want to learn more about you?
You can just look up Ariel Belvalere, but don't worry, you don't have to spell Belvalere. As soon as you get to Bell, it usually pops up. But yeah, just search Ariel guitarist, Ariel Belvalere. You'll find me, Ariel Belvalere Elastic, and you'll get to meet my little piggy Gucci too in the video.
All right. Well, Ariel, once again, thanks very much. Appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, folks, it is break time. Kick back, relax, and enjoy Ariel's single Elastic. And after that, I'm talking to Anushka Jag for the music video for her song Hurricane. This song has a great sound, blending Indian music with electronic styles.
Well, folks, it is time once again for our bonus track segment. This name I'm kind of playing around with, so let me know what you think. Let me know what kind of name you think this show should have. I am talking to Anushka Jag for her new music video for her song Hurricane, recently released. And if you haven't checked it out, folks, definitely check it out. It is an amazing video. Anushka, welcome to the show. It is great having you here.
Hey, Max. Wonderful to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So I'd like to talk about the story behind the song. So this one is sort of it's kind of like a universal comeback for every guy that approaches a woman in a bar and just comes out way too strong. How did this become a song, and where did you get the idea for what to do in the video?
So yes, it is a sort of sassy, badass comeback, you know, to guys who are approaching this girl at a bar just because she's sitting alone, a girl who wants to enjoy a drink on her own, but is getting, constantly approached by guys because she's alone and because that's unusual to be alone like that at a bar. So it's she blows them off, you know, and that's why hurricane. She blows them off like a hurricane. So that's basically the theme. It's a humorous song. It's not to be, it has an empowering message, but it's a humorous song and tongue in cheek. It's not meant to be taken seriously. And even the video is a lot of fun. You know, it's quite literal, the video. But it's a lot of fun, you know, I mean, and you can see I'm laughing and smiling a lot in the video. I myself am in it. So yeah, it's cute. It's very funny.
I definitely got that. Yeah, it definitely seemed like a kind of like a funny take because the guys are this like massively over the top guys, you know, with the hair and the outfits. It's like this is every like player at every bar everywhere. I'm curious, is this something that you've had to deal with yourself?
Yeah, on occasion for sure. I'm sure, you know, every girl or most girls have had to deal with men like that, you know, especially when you're sitting solo at a bar. Yeah, of course, one has to deal with these kind of you know, they're also cute guys, and but they know that, and they come on very strong because they're not used to being they have this attitude about them that, you know, they're not going to be rejected for sure. And yes, they, you know, they flick the hair back, and as you see in the video, and there's a certain confidence about them and the way they approach you. For sure, I've been approached by guys like that, and I'm sure almost pretty much every girl has.
Oh, definitely. Who are the guys? Because they really own the roles of like the player bar person.
So these guys are two models in LA. We shot this video in LA, and these guys are two models that we hired for the video over there. And you're right, they really, really fit into the role. They do their roles so well, you know. One of them is quite a successful model, you know, so... Yeah, I was very happy with their performance for sure.
Nice. Now, did you shoot this like recently? Was it shot like during the whole pandemic thing?
No, it was shot before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Because
before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Because I was watching that thinking, how do they make this happen?
You know, things got delayed in 2020. I meant to release a bunch of songs, but I was back here in Bombay. You know, I couldn't go back to LA, and my plans were sort of thrown all over the place. But yes, luckily we had that video done. You know, luckily we had that video done with good foresight to shoot it when we did, because it would have been very difficult to do it. So I'm glad, you know. I'm glad we rushed into that and did it when we did.
Yeah, because like... it's certainly been hard to release like new stuff right now with studios shut down and so forth. So definitely good that you got that done and over with. I want to ask about your style of music because I totally love the sound, this like electro pop kind of style. I'm curious, like, how did you come about this? How did this become your style?
So it became my style because, see, I'm from India, right? I mean, right now also I'm in Mumbai. I'm born and brought up in India. But I've been exposed to the music of the West, you know, American music and British rock and pop, I mean, all my life. And I love that music. And I also specifically have always loved rock, actually, rock and blues. And that's what I originally sang. Then when I went to LA a few years ago to sort of discover my sound, you know, it just came together that my Indian elements got added on to my sort of love for Western pop music. And I realized that you have to bring something of your own culture into the music you're making. And it sort of, but it should happen in a seamless and not a forced way. You know, and I feel that it needs to be subtle and it needs to be authentic. So I feel that's a sound we arrived at, you know, after being in LA for a couple of years and I working with different producers, you know, that's a sound we arrived at. So if you hear Hurricane, it has sort of Indian percussive elements. It has, you know, that sound of India melded with with sort of pop, electro pop elements, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did it take like a while to find a mix that works really well for you? Did you kind of play around with different combinations?
Yes, for this song or in general?
Just for this song.
Yeah, it did, because initially we had more of a rock vibe. We wrote it in LA. We wrote in New York, actually, initially. Worked with some amazing songwriters and producers there. And with my A&R consultant and manager at the time, Jennifer O'Neill. So we worked in a studio in Soho, New York, four of us. And we came up with Hurricane, the lyrics. And we had originally a more rock sound for it. Because, you know, I do love, like, even like straight up rock music. But then my music was, in the meantime, my music that I was making in LA was sort of moving towards that fusion or meld of Indian sounds and Western pop. So I decided to get Hurricane reproduced with another young producer in LA, Daddy Brown, who worked with me on a lot of my other music. And we sort of added these elements, you know, we sort of decided that we wanted some Indian elements and he added these elements. In between, we did try out even a couple of other producers, but those elements weren't fitting in so well. Finally, you know, Daddy had produced a couple of my other songs and he got it together. So yeah, it did take a while to really get, it did take a while to find the right sound, you know, that right fit and that right blend.
So what is next for you? I mean, obviously things are a little tricky right now in terms of shooting videos or producing music.
Yes, I do. I actually fortunately wrote quite a bit of music before lockdown when I was in LA. You know, again, that's great that we're done with that, because going back to LA would be a little difficult right now. So I have a number of songs that I plan to release over the next few months. So maybe another couple of releases, then an EP. I have to figure out exactly how I'll do it. But yeah, I have this cool song called Khushi Khushi, which actually means happy, happy in Hindi, in my language. It's an English song, just with a Hindi title. So that's, again, a very cool pop song that melds the Indian and Western elements. Going to release that next. Have some other more empowering sort of feminist, I don't know if I should call them feminist, but they're empowering songs for women that I want to release after as well.
Well, Anushka, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Again, love the video, love the song. But where do folks go if they want to learn more about you and to check out your work?
Yes, so one is, of course, I'm building up my YouTube presence. So my YouTube channel, Anushka Jag, but I'm active, very active on Instagram. So that's at Anushka Jag, A-N-U-S-H-K-A-J-A-G. I do post all my updates there. And yeah, they can find me there and a lot of my work there. And of course, Spotify, my music's on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon.
All right, folks, that brings this episode to a close. You can follow the show on Facebook under Citywide Blackout and Twitter and Instagram under Citywide Max. Listen to the show on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and every Saturday at 10 p.m. on Boston Free Radio. To close things out, I've got Anushka Jag's single, Hurricane. As always, keep those ears open. A hurricane.